Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Johnny ran to pick up the phone. It was a very excited Susie on the other end. "Johnny, guess what? My grandmother just called." Johnny nodded sleepily. "Yes, well, so that's nice." "But Johnny," Susie went on breathlessly, "my grandmother lives in Switzerland in this beautiful home. She says she's preparing a special room just for me with all the things she knows I like. She says she can't tell me exactly what day, but she's coming soon. When she comes, I am to be ready to go back with her to spend the whole summer in Switzerland. Can you believe it?" "Oh, wow, Susie, your grandmother must be rich," said Johnny. "She is pretty wealthy, and she loves me very much," Susie went on. "I know it's going to be the most exciting summer of my life." Did you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus has promised an even more wonderful time than this? In John 14:2-3, Jesus says, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus' followers were sad because Jesus had told them he must go away. But Jesus told them it was for a good reason. He was going to prepare a place for them in heaven. And then he would come again to take them to live with him forever. If you've already believed in the Lord Jesus, you can have joy remembering this promise daily. Remember those four words, "I will come again." Make yourself a little card that says, "Today, he may," and put it somewhere where you can see it every day. It will remind you to check your life daily to see if what you are doing, thinking, or saying is pleasing to the Lord Jesus. When he comes back in the clouds, all believers all over the world will be taken up so quickly there will be no time to hide or change anything we're thinking, saying, or doing. We don't want to be ashamed if our Lord should return and find us being lazy or doing things that are not pleasing to him. Are you reading and obeying your Bible daily? Are you daily praising and thanking God and praying for yourself and others? Are you telling others about the Lord Jesus so they too can believe and be ready? If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, you're not ready for his return. When the Lord Jesus appears in the clouds, only those who believed in him will be caught up to meet him in the air and taken to heaven with him. Everyone else will be left behind. And what an awful future they'll have to face as God's anger is poured out on the earth. Why not go right this minute to How to Be a Child of God and follow the steps to believing in the Lord Jesus? He loves you so much, and he wants you to be with him in heaven forever. He's prepared wonderful things for us there. Let's say that passage together again now, John 14:2-3. "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:2-3. Why not write those words down and memorize them this week? Now, let's learn a little song you can use to remind yourself and to teach others about the wonderful day of Jesus' return.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll surely come again.
How was your checkup today?